How are we all doing, guys?
I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank my publicist and my stylist.
Nice.
And and also all my family. This one's for you. Izzy over there, sleeping on the couch. Love you. No blood for oil.
Here's your award.
I didn't have anything to pick up. I'll pick up the mouse. There you go.
Keep my wife's name out of your goddamn mouth.
Nothing to slap.
Nothing like that happened this year. What if you don't know what to talk about? Well, you should do because you clicked on the title. We're going to talk about the Oscars that happened the other night. And yeah, it was not an eventful ceremony like in this vein of Will Smith slapping someone or any other controversial Oscars moments. In quite a lot of ways, it was actually a decent show. I actually stayed up and watched it, which I don't normally do. They started it like pretty much an hour earlier. So over in Jolly Old over here, it finished at a reasonable time. And I say a reasonable time, I mean about 2:30.
Well, it's reasonable considering.
I only fell asleep once. Me and the missus fell asleep on each other, but then we woke up at the appropriate time just before they were giving out the big award. It was only for
did you fall asleep and then you just heard, "I'm just Ken," and you just jumped up?
I think so, actually. I think that's what
like a sleeper agent. He's a sleeper agent. He's like, he just said, "I'm just gonna," he just jumped up and I was like, "Anywhere else I'd be a 10.
Well, I'll get to that, but it was the Oscars this year. I made a concerted effort to watch as many of the Best Picture nominations as possible, as I always do. I was helped this year by the fact that I'd already seen two of the movies that were nominated, which were Oppenheimer and Barbie. Check out our Barbenheimer review on the YouTube. Of the other nominations, American Fiction I haven't seen because it hasn't made it over cinemas over here anymore at the moment, or any of the big cinemas. Anatomy of a Fall, me and my missus just can't find anywhere. No streaming services or anything like that. We'll eventually watch it. Holdovers, the Anatomy of a Fall. Yeah, I know it's about a woman that it looks like she killed her husband.
It's about a fool.
A fool, yeah. I didn't see what American Fiction was about. The Holdovers I've seen. That was a really good movie with Paul Giamatti. Killers of the Flower Moon I've seen in the cinema. That's the one with Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio, Martin Scorsese, about the Osage Indians. Maestro I saw on Netflix. It's boring. About Leonard Bernstein. Bradley Cooper's good in it, though. Past Lives I saw, it's a Korean movie, but all subtitled and stuff. That was pretty good. Poor Things I saw in the cinema. Emma Stone is fucking brilliant in that. And Mark Ruffalo.
It's Fool, not Fool.
I said Fool.
I thought you said Fool as in you foolish child.
No. And the last movie, Zone of Interest, I haven't seen. I know that's the Holocaust movie. It's about a family who's... the father is a guard in the Holocaust, and basically they're just living like a normal family life in the background of like one of the most worst like human tragedies in the world kind of thing. And that's the British movie, the Zone of Interest one. So I haven't seen that one. Thankfully, the movies that I did see were mainly the ones that won on the night.
I normally have a reliable stream, and that Anatomy of a Fall isn't on there. On there at all.
Hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just really just hard to find it anywhere.
It's not. It's American film, not like Korean.
No, it's. I thought it was a French movie, but no, it's not French. It's just I think it is got. I think it has got a French director. Actually, it might be a French movie.
Maybe
I found it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, where you found it?
I found it. I just didn't find a streaming site.
Oh,
is it free though?
I found it.
It's not free though, is it?
Yeah. Is it above board?
No.
Ah.
No.
Allegedly. No.
So, I'm not going to run through every single fucking awards because, you know, there are so many. So what I'll just do is, like, stream of consciousness about everything that I kind of remember. Jimmy
Kimmel. We'll give you the cliff notes.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel was the host of the Oscars this year, and his monologue and everything, all his jokes throughout the whole night were pretty good. There was just one that kind of fell a little bit flat and didn't look like was appreciated. He made a joke about Robert Downey Jr.
I knew you were going to say that.
Drug history and stuff.
The highest point in his life. Well, maybe not the highest.
Yeah, Robert Downey's like reaction to that was, you know, a bit, you know, it seemed like he didn't take it in the best way. But you know, people get ripped on the Oscars. That's just the way it is. So yeah, they presented the first award, which was the best supporting actress. That was won by Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. Very well deserved. She was very good in that movie. She beat Emily Blunt from Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks from The Color Purple, which is the Spielberg movie, America Ferrara from Barbie, and Jodie Foster in Niad. I've seen Niad as well. It's a movie about a former athlete who is now in her 60s that wants to swim, I believe, from Cuba to America. She pulls it off. She's a long-distance swimmer. She swims for, like, Bare Days and stuff, yeah. Well, it's a true story.
That Color Purple, was that a remake of the original Color Purple?
Yes, yeah.
The original was really good.
Hmm. And Spielberg, you know, he's normally good on stuff like that, so he does well on it, but he didn't win the best supporting actress for Daniela Brooks. They went on to host some of the smaller awards, stuff like that. Everyone was, you know, being respectful, keeping their speeches kind of short and stuff like that. Music turned on a couple of times to play people off. Some of the most notable kind of hosts of awards, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito came out to present the award.
I saw that.
That like one new that show.
Oh yeah, they just ripped on Michael Keaton the whole time. It was great.
It was for film editing, and they both mentioned how they're both Batman villains. And then Danny DeVito was just like, "How did he beat you?" And Arnold Schwarzenegger says that Batman won with the power of love. So Danny DeVito was going, "Oh, he threw me out of a window." And then he was just like, "Oh wait, and he's here." And there's Michael Keaton there sat in the audience. So he's like, "You got some nerve, guy." There's Arnold Schwarzenegger like holding the VO back kind of thing. Just, "You got some nerve, buddy."
Well, yeah, because that was he was the Batman, wasn't he? And obviously it was Schwarzenegger's Batman was he who should not be named.
Indeed. we reviewed that, check that out as well. that was good. That was for the award for film editing.
They were also twins, them two.
They are twins. Yes, what do you mean, were? They are twins. Look at them. They look the same.
Indeed.
Both great.
Another two hosts that were really good was Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Didn't present awards, but they had a kind of VT where they kind of like gave credit to all the stunt performers that have worked in the film industry. That's, you know,
they never get the recognition.
And there's no award for like stunt performing or anything in the Academy Awards either. I believe they are bringing in new awards for like casting.
Best stunt team and stuff like that.
There should be one for stunt performance, I feel.
Yeah,
because you know some of these things that they do are incredible. One of the newer awards that they're doing is Best Visual Effects, and that was won this year by Godzilla Minus One, which was like a huge thing because that movie came out on a very small budget and it beat the likes of Mission Impossible and Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff like that. So, you know, that was pretty impressive. I've got to mention, John Cena at the Oscars this year. What was great is that Jimmy Kimmel initially says, like, like a moment in Oscars history, the second most controversial moment in Oscars history was the time that a streaker came onto the award ceremony and interrupted it. And he goes, "Can you imagine if something like that would happen now?" And then John Cena just pops his head out, kind of thing. You can see his bare chest. And he's like, "Psst." He calls Jimmy Kimmel over. He's like, "I don't want to do it." And she goes, like, what are you talking about? Just like, goes, I'll bet you it's like a really fancy evening and stuff like that. And I didn't realize. He goes, come on, man, you wrestle naked. He goes, I don't wrestle naked, I wrestle in jorts.
That's worse.
And Jimmy Corbin goes, that's worse. And he goes, look, just present the award. And then John Cena, the funniest thing about this is John Cena comes out with card
so,
is covering.
He's so card, big as well.
His card is covering his never regions, but at the same
situation.
Time, he's walking in such a funny way, and he's wearing sandals, open-toed sandals as well, which killed me. I fucking love that bit.
Yeah.
And the best thing is, you don't know what award he's presenting, and then the first line out of his mouth goes, costumes are very important in our industry. It's just like, brilliant. He's presenting the award for best costume design. Yeah. And yeah, they clove him afterwards.
They clove him during the VTs.
Yeah. During the nominations, they clove him, and he presents the award to the lady from Poor Things, which another well-deserved thing.
Imagine if they didn't clove him.
Weird thing, the crazy thing is that as John Cena's coming off, next onto the stage is The Rock and Bad Bunny. And at that moment, I thought to myself, oh my God, like, are they going to work some kind of angle? This has been promising. Are they going to work some kind of angle at the Oscars?
It's like, is it going to give Cena like a rock bomb?
I was going to say, The Rock and the Bad Bunny were presenting the award for Best International Movie. And I was just thinking to myself, oh my God, I just want someone in the crowd to just be chanting about We Want Cody or something. You know, something. Just The Rock start turning heel.
So just someone just shouts out of the crowd, make sure to put your finger up properly.
Yeah. Rock
Best International
Movie. Yeah, that was won by the British movie, The Zone of Interest. That's the first time that a British movie has won in that category, because they've changed the name of that category. It was now called the Best International Movie. It was before it was called the Best Foreign Language Movie. And obviously, British movies aren't in foreign languages.
Yeah.
So that's why it's the first time that that we have won this award. So also at the thing throughout the whole kind of show, during breaks, they have performances of the songs that are nominated for Best Original Song. Billie Eilish was first for What Was I Made For. I've never seen Billie Eilish perform live. She's fucking incredible. She's really good.
Yeah, I've heard Billie Eilish is good live.
She is really good. She had a great performance. It was her and her producer brother kind of thing that did What Was I Made For. I can't get that song out of my head.
What was that for?
Barbie.
Oh, is it for Barbie?
Didn't she do one for Barbie, Bond as well?
She did do one for
that
Bond.
That was the last year, and she won the Oscar for that.
Yeah. Oh, she won an Oscar for that? Oh, fair.
She won the Oscar for that. And this year, she won the Oscar for What Was I Made For? So she is now a two-time Oscar winner, and her acceptance speech was, as you'd expect from Billie Eilish, like, initially, the first thing she said was, I had a nightmare about this last night. She was overwhelmed, and, you know, it was almost like she wasn't comfortable with it, but, you know, she won it, and that's the way it is. She beat I'm Just Ken, which Ryan Gosling performed that night. And my God, what a performance. Like, he starts out sat behind Margot Robbie, and then he's singing with, like, people in the crowd and stuff. They go onto the stage. He's got all the choreography and things on it. And, Ryan Gosling's obviously not a singer. But
don't they get Emily Blunt to sing some lines as well?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he gets everyone to go and sing. Emma Stone.
Does he bust out of his suit into like something so incredibly sparkly or anything?
Unfortunately not. He doesn't have any costume changes or anything like that. But
so you can imagine him just all of a sudden just disappearing, coming back and wearing like that bandana and just like...
Yeah, exactly. He's just Ken. He is just Ken. He is Kenuff, and he had great Ken energy.
He is Kenuff.
Not
Kenuff to win, though.
Well, no. The best animated feature was won by an anime by Miyazaki. I believe he's like a big deal in the anime community.
Mitch, is he a big deal?
Miyazaki?
You keep going to me about anime stuff, and I'm not a big anime stuff.
You are bigger than we are. Okay.
It beats Spider-Man across the Spider-Verse, and I know that thing was a huge mammoth undertaking when it comes to the animation. So
who's the director of Studio Ghibli?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it makes complete sense to you.
Oh, yes, I completely agree, Mitch. Yes.
He's kind of a big deal, I think.
If you Google search the winners, if you Google search him on Google, it comes up 96th award Academy Award winner.
There you
go. Google.
Yeah. It comes up with a little thing. I forgot to mention about how Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, before they were talking about stunt performance, had a little kind of jokey, kind of barbed argument against each other because obviously they had the rivalry with Barbenheimer and stuff. Where Emily Blunt was just like, well, obviously this award season, we know which one won. She was just like, yeah, it's just weird, you know, how people always call it Barbenheimer. He goes, because, you know, you've been riding our coattails all summer. And it's just like, Helen Colcrow's like, oh, kind of thing. Both back at you for each other. And then they had like an actual argument it was kind of like improvised and stuff.
It was a work.
But it was improvised and, yeah, it was really funny.
Well, they're showing The Rock how to do it.
The star of the night really was Ryan Gosling, even though he didn't win anything. He was really great.
Some would say the moment is better than the award sometimes, because that will be forever talked about.
Indeed. So, he didn't win Best Original Song. So the next big award after that was the Best Supporting Actor. They had, which was won by Robert Downey Jr., who has won his first Oscar.
Which is crazy to me.
It's crazy. The fact that Robert Downey Jr. has not won an Oscar until now, mental.
Yeah.
So like Leo, isn't it? Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah. He should have won one for Endgame. He should have won one for Endgame. His performance was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I go, fuck. They're movies. Like they still count. Oh. If a film about a fucking doll can get nominated, then a Marvel film can get nominated.
Endgame one made so many people cry as well.
It made me cry. I ugly cried in the cinema, and I'm a full-grown man.
Yeah. Well, Downey Jr. beat Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction. Robert De Niro. I'm always going to get those two mixed up now. Robert De Niro from Killers of the Flower Moon. Ryan Gosling in Barbie, and Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things, who was robbed because Mark Ruffalo is pretty great.
He spoils everything.
My missus was not happy with... Downey Jr. winning, but I explained to her that, you know, it's his first Oscar. Go give it to him. If he doesn't get it now, when's he going to get it? So, Best Actress was won by Emma Stone for Poor Things. Well-deserved. Her performance in that is fucking incredible. Poor Things itself is just such a great movie. It would have been my win for Best Picture. She beat Annette Bening for Nights, Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller in Anatomy of Fall, and Carey Mulligan in Maestro. When Emma Stone was giving her speech and stuff, she mentioned how her dress was broken at the back. She blamed this on Ryan Gosling for his performance of I'm Just Ken. she was just like, my dress is broken. I think it was the I'm Just Ken performance. Then it went on to Best Actor. Cillian Murphy won in Oppenheimer. He beat out Bradley Cooper in Maestro, Colman Domingo in Rustin, Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers, and Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction. Big win for the British and Irish for this one. We just pretty much swept a lot of the awards in the Oscars. He gave a great speech, and he said this one's for the peacemakers, because obviously Oppenheimer was, you know, about the war. About the atomic bomb. And then the last two awards, I feel like this award came out before the acting ones. I think Emma Stone went on before Best Picture, but usually Best Director and Best Picture are normally the same movie, and in this case that is the case this time as well, because the Best Director was Christopher Nolan, who's also won his first Oscar.
Still crazy.
Yeah, Dunkirk, he probably should have won it for, or Inception. Or anything else. That's the one in space.
Gravity.
Yeah, that was a great one. Christopher Nolan beat Justin Triet from Anatomy of Fall, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, and Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. He was, you know, very respectful of everything, and, you know, he's happy now that his name could be put on that pantheon of great Academy Award winning directors.
Oscar winning director, isn't it? It's an Oscar winning director.
Yeah. And then the Best Picture, the before we get to who won, Al Pacino came out and everyone's been talking about him gaffing or fluffing the whole thing. Basically, Jimmy Kimmel said about, you know, it's the anniversary of Godfather Part 2, so they brought out Al Pacino. Everyone gave him a standing O because he's just had a child in his 80s. He seems to be maybe a little bit off, I guess, because he came out. He said about how there's the 10 Best Picture nominations and he's holding the envelope, so let's see who won. And he literally, without them going through all the nominations, stuff like that, he just opened the envelope and he said, and my eyes tell me it's Oppenheimer. And there's a bit of a delay because people don't know if he's joking or not. And then eventually they'll just start clapping and, yeah, Oppenheimer won. So it's a bit of a bit of an anticlimax at the end. I don't know if they rushed for time and they needed to get him off or get like the whole ceremony over with.
He had to get back and help with the feed. He had to get back and help with the feed, didn't
it? Indeed. But yeah, Oppenheimer won the Best Picture, which was surprising to me because I've always felt like Best Picture has never really won by like the most mainstream movie. It's normally by like the most thought-provoking or like most independent kind of movie, like The Green Book or Parasite or any of the other like ones from last year, Nomadland and stuff.
It was really thought-provoking though, Oppenheimer, because it gives you like a eye-open for what actually happened during the 1939
war, 1945
conflict.
Germany, yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't like an everything everywhere all at once kind of thing, where it's all stylistically beautiful, but you don't know really much about what the hell's going on. Or that's Coda. There's another one that was like not a mainstream movie, but won Best Picture. But yeah, it was more of a mainstream movie that won this year. So yeah, a lot of the awards, most awards went to Oppenheimer this year.
Wasn't it last seven of them, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think the next best was Poor Things. They won a lot for, obviously Emma Stone won, and they won for makeup and costume and things like that. And then there's just a couple of sprinklings of other awards for the likes of Anatomy of a Fall, which won for screenplay. Barbie won one for the song. And
original song.
And yeah, most of the awards went to Oppenheimer. So you know, up the British,
Royal Britannia.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say anything because if I speak,
I was a bit disappointed that Iron Claw wasn't nominated for anything because I had seen that movie recently. MJF is fantastic in the movie.
It's never going to get.
Do you reckon that was released a bit late for the? Like
possibly.
The awards,
yeah,
so might end up. Would you reckon it will creep in for next year's Oscars?
No,
because it was from last year.
Yeah, true.
Also, look at all those films we've just spoke about as well. A couple of them would definitely probably be in there.
Garfield,
definitely Garfield.
Paul Rudd for Ghostbusters.
That's
original song.
What's Paul Rudd's one? I'm just a ghost. Anywhere else I'd be the most. Ryan Gosling goes into more kind of like those kind of roles. I do like him. I've always been a fan of what he's done. Ever since Crazy Stupid Love, I was just like, this guy is a very handsome man, but at the same time, he is very entertaining.
I'd like to see that Ken interact with Deadpool. That'd be funny.
Yeah,
probably Deadpool 4, and then that will happen.
Deadpool and Ken.
You still haven't seen Barbie, have you?
No.
It's coming to Sky. So I'm gonna wait until it's on Sky and then I'm gonna watch it.
Definitely watch it.
I'm gonna watch Oppenheimer then Barbie. Because they're coming, they're both coming to us. I'm gonna do whatever I did in the cinema.
He's gonna do Oppenheimer.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna do Barbenheimer. I'm gonna call it Barbenheimer.
That's what it was called, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it called Barbenheimer?
It was called Barbenheimer.
Bar watched Oppenheimer first.
Oh.
Get the three-hour movie out of the way first before you go see the City Doll movie. And the City Doll movie turned out to be fucking brilliant.
Is it worth watching the Doom and Gloom and then watch the not so Doom and Gloom?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see Will Ferrell like tickle people and stuff. Yes.
John Cena as the mermaid.
Yes, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the Oscars this year. Look forward to next year.
Huh. Well, thank you for listening, guys. You can find all previous Idle Chats on all podcasting platforms. You can find all our main episodes there too. Thank you and peace.